One day Bill telephoned me for the exact wording of lines Bella had written after gazing upon the ruins of Tingad in North Africa, the city destroyed by the Vandals after it had lost its cultural balance. And I was happy that I could recall them, and was moved that he had them rattling in his head. And these are the words. We sit by and watch the barbarian. We tolerate him. In the long stretches of peace, we are not afraid. We are tickled by his irreverence, his comic inversion of our old certitudes and our fixed creeds refreshes us. We laugh. But as we laugh, we are watched by large and awful faces from beyond. And on these faces, there is no smile. No smile. No smile on those faces is behind the faces of the smiling biologist who assures us that a moral choice is justified by the autonomous act of choosing. And the smiling politician who promises change in the social order without regard for what is order. And the smiling jurist who says that at the heart of liberty is the right to define one's own concept of existence, of meaning, or the universe and the mystery of life.